This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Libyan Prime Minister Abdelhamid al-Dabaibi escaped unharmed when shots hit his car early on Thursday, a source close to him said, calling it a clear assassination attempt. Such an attempt, if confirmed, would aggravate the crisis over control of Libya, where Dabaibi has said he will ignore a vote scheduled by the Eastern-based parliament later on Thursday to replace him. Dabaibi was installed in March as head of the UN-backed Government of National Unity, meant to oversee the run-up to an election in December. Rival factions have been jostling for position after the election process fell apart amid disputes over the rules. The parliament has declared the GNU invalid and will hold a vote on Thursday to name a new prime minister to form another government. However, the UN's Libya advisor and Western countries have said they continue to recognize the GNU and have urged Libyan political institutions to instead focus on holding elections. Truckers opposed to coronavirus mandates risk hurting the auto sector and agriculture as they block U.S.-Canada border crossings, the White House said on Wednesday, as Ford halted some output and Ottawa urged an end to the 13-day-long protest. Trucks in Canada were diverted to the Blue Water Bridge in Michigan after truckers shut down inbound Canada traffic at the Ambassador Bridge, a supply route for Detroit's car makers and agricultural products. Another border crossing in Alberta province has been closed in both directions since late on Tuesday. After nearly 2 years of pandemic measures in many countries, opposition has sprung up in different ways with copycat protests in Australia, New Zealand, and France. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. India's most popular state of Uttar Pradesh begins voting on Thursday in the first of a series of local elections that will be a key test of the popularity of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his ruling party. With a population almost as big as that of Brazil, keeping power in the bellwether state would give his party a boost in its bid for a third successive victory at nationwide parliamentary polls due by 2024. Defeat in Uttar Pradesh or any of the other three states it holds that also stage elections this month would add to pressure on the Hindu Nationalist Party amid criticism of high unemployment and its handling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Home to around 200 million people, the area votes in seven phases ending on March 7th, while most other states begin polling in the coming days. Counting in five states begins on March 10th, with the results expected soon after. Britain's top diplomat flew Wednesday to Moscow seeking to defuse tensions raised by Russia's military buildup near Ukraine and here. We strongly encourage them to engage, de-escalate, and choose the path of diplomacy. Ahead of departing on the first visit to Moscow by Britain's top envoy in more than 4 years, Russia has massed over 100,000 troops near Ukraine's border and has launched military maneuvers in the region, but says it has no plans to invade its neighbor. It wants guarantees from the West that NATO not allow Ukraine and other former Soviet nations as members, that the alliance halt weapon deployments there, and that it roll back its forces from Eastern Europe. The U.S. and NATO flatly reject these demands. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said on Wednesday the EU would increase spending to boost vaccination in African states, which are lagging behind despite having received COVID-19 vaccine supplies. African nations have begun their vaccine rollouts much later than wealthier states, which secured the limited doses initially available from late 2020. But in recent months, supplies have increased exponentially, and many states are facing difficulties in absorbing them, with some countries such as Congo and Burundi having used less than 20% of available doses, according to figures from Gavi, a nonprofit global vaccine alliance. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.